This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So the question of the day, I believe, is why? Why with a big, giant question mark? Now, how many of you are familiar with TED Talks? Yes, TED Talks, or maybe at least heard of them. All right, if you just go on Google and type in TED Talks, things will come up. Well, there's a gentleman by the name of Simon Sinek, and he gave a TED Talk that ended up being quite popular in 2009, which seems a really long time ago. The title was originally How Great Leaders Inspire Action. Today, it is highly recognized among some of the top leaders in America and maybe even around the world as the Start With Why TED Talk. It's also the title of one of his books. It's amazing what TED Talks can do. But what Simon discovered that was inspiring leaders always started with the question of why. Why are we doing this? Why do I want to do this, whatever it may be? And why does this even matter? Now, what he argues is that, generally speaking, we start the other way around. We start with the what. What is it that we're going to do? How, then, are we going to do it? And then maybe we'll get to the why are we even doing this question. But he says that's backwards. Martha, Martha, Martha. I added an extra Martha there. You are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one. Now, my guess is all of you know someone or have known someone, or maybe you are the someone who identifies with Martha. You see, Martha was caught up in the what. I have all of these people to feed that I've invited into my home. I am hosting them. They have expectations of hospitality. I better get to work. And then she moved to the how. Well, I'm going to need some help to get this done. And then, frustrated, she turned around and no one was there. Indeed, she was quite distracted with many tasks. But you see, it was Mary who started with the why. Why are we hosting these people in our home anyway? For Mary, her why was Jesus. In fact, her why was so important to her that she broke societal norms of the day and left the duties of the kitchen in the house and pulled up a piece of floor alongside the disciples, which if not everyone there would have been a man. And she sat right there with those other disciples to learn from this man, Jesus Christ, her friend. Now, Jesus did not dismiss what Martha was trying to accomplish. But he did point out that Mary asked the why question first. She has chosen the first thing. Why are we here together in this place at this time? You see, friends, we have to start with why, and then we can figure out how, and only then do we even begin to know about what. But so many get it backwards, as Martha did. We start with the what. We start with the busy. We start with the task. I need to feed all of these people. Then we move to the how. I'm going to make my sister help me. Or assume that she will. But in that way, her why becomes because it needs to get done. But Jesus says again, Martha, 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 you've got it backwards. Yes, we will need to eat. And yes, there are things that will need to be done to make that happen. And yes, you are the host, and therefore, of course, feel the pressures to make it all happen. But you have forgotten why we are even gathered here together. But Martha, your sister Mary, she hasn't forgotten. So the question today is why? So often maybe our desire of life is the what. What are we doing? When are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? The busyness, the tasks. Why are you here today? Why are we here together? Maybe you're here because you feel obligated. Yeah, that Christian guilt can go a long way. Maybe you're here because you're looking for a reason or a purpose in your life. Maybe you don't really know why you're here. This is just what you do on a Sunday. But friends, I want to tell you that I know why I am here. I am here because I truly and honestly believe that the love of Jesus Christ can transform not only your life, not only your day to day, but the world around you and the life you build. And that it has a trickle effect. And that then the people you encounter, their lives will be changed as well. And then again and again and again. I truly believe that. That is why I'm here. I went to seminary and I learned some stuff that helps carry out this ministry. But the why has always been the same. The love of God through Jesus Christ can change your life. That is my why. We hear in Paul's letter to Colossians today that God ordained the church to be the body of Christ in this world. That is why I am in the church. That is why I'm here to tell you that we together as Christians, not just at St. John's, but in your life, wherever you are, wherever you live, wherever you've come from, that your question is why? And the question is not always why God, why me, why has this happened, but those are good questions. And if we live long enough, we will probably ask them. But the question is, why am I here? Why does the church exist? Why do I believe what I believe? Why don't I believe what I have, find it really hard to believe? So the question I ask you as you move throughout this week, what is your why? You could ask it about anything. Why am I getting up in the morning? Why do I brush my teeth? Well, there are a lot of good reasons. Why do I go to this job? What is my why of my employee? There are a lot of whys in our day to day. And we start there. But if centered around all of those questions is to glorify God, if our why becomes to glorify God, then every decision that we make is surrounded by that why of how to glorify God. Oh my God, we could change the world. Absolutely. And maybe it's not the giant world, the earth. Maybe it's your world in your neighborhood. Maybe it's your world at your workplace. Maybe it's your world in Pensacola, Florida. But the question begins with to glorify God. If our why is to glorify God by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and the transformative power of what that can mean, then we can start to ask how. Paul says the church is one how. That's how we spread Jesus' love. The church has fallen short many, many times. But yet Jesus still believes in us, the body of Christ. And then we can start to talk about the what. And if the what becomes feeding the homeless, if we center it around the why, then rather than it becoming a task, it becomes a purpose. If the what is we're going to mentor young students who are struggling in school, then the task becomes a why, because we want their life to be fulfilled, because we understand that education matters. You see, the task has to be tied to the why, and then all of a sudden it's not busy work and it's not distractions, like Martha was so stirred up in her busy work and her distractions. Then it becomes very clear as to why we do what we do. So as we continue our time together this morning, and you're here and maybe you're pondering, and if not, when you go home and you ponder why, all of these questions of why, I hope that in the center of it, your first response is to glorify God. And if you're not sure how to do that, we can talk. Keep coming. Sometimes it takes a while for clarification. But if out of our being becomes a way and wanting to glorify God, friends, it changes our interactions, it changes our speech, it changes the way we behave in the world, it changes the way we hear the world, it changes everything. When we turn around and no one is there to help, we go seek and find, rather than mumble and grumble. It changes everything. So friends, I invite you today to ask your why. God knows why. Because God loves you. God adores you. God wants nothing more than for you to be the best version of yourself in this world, in this time. And friends, that's God's why. So I invite you to think about yours. Amen.